Omegyanate marandasya ganandana salakaya chakshu dan meditam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Namom Vishnu padaya radhikaye priyatmane sisimad bhakti vedanta narayaniti namane. Sri Krishna lila kadane sudaksham audauja madu jagunaischa yuktam varam varanyam purusham mahantam narayanam tam shrasanamami. Vancha kalpaturubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ajano lambito bhajo kanaka vadato Sankirtane kipitaro kamalaya taksho Vishwambaro dvijabaro yugadharma palo Bande jagat priyakaro kurunai avataro kalo Kanaka chalaga netro nilasanabja netro Mnugumalati malati balo malati kunda malo Tavala tavana besho nilipitam varesho Smananipiti nikunje radhika krishna chandro Raho dasyam yasya vrishabhanu brajamuri Yasya putra puna pranayanuraga Yadi labde kim dharma kim suragana kim cha labdena kim shama priyamilano adi labda chakim Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamaya Padantisa Padantikam Brindaya Tulasi Devayai Priyaya Kesavasacha Krishna Bhakti Paradevi Satvataya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare Narayanam namaskritam naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udiraye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare. So first of all I offer my obeisances, Lotus Feet of Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada Dridandi Swami Sisimad Bhaktadan, Narayan Goswami Maharaj, who is an ocean of mercy, Lotus Feet of my Shiksha Gurus, Nichilila Parishila Gaura Govinda Goswami Maharaj, Nichilila Parishila Bhaktadan Chivikar Maharaj, all senior devotees, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, thank you for coming. Ladies and gentlemen, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, good fortune we have here a chance to speak Bhagavatam. I also give pranams to the audience. Unless the Shrotas are here, for those who will hear, then who can speak? We'll try for 7 days, 7 nights. Hear something from the Bhagavatam. Before we speak, we should fix our sankalpa. Just like in the beginning of Kartik, we make a sankalpa, a vow. What is my goal? Therefore, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we should fix our sankalpa. Srimad Bhagavatam is a wish-fulfilling jewel, a wish-fulfilling tree. But just like the vulture, he sits on top of the mango tree, but his vision is not on the mango fruit, but his vision is far away on the dead bodies. The same way many persons who are hearing Bhagavatam, their minds are not in Bhagavatam, their minds are in materialistic things. If we pray for the mercy of our Guru Parampara, we can hear nicely. So in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva has not given directly the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but his symptoms he has given. So this is his Mangala Charanam. In the Mangala Charanam, there are three things. The auspicious invocation, Vastu Nirdesh, the subject matter, and lastly, Ashivad, the blessings that Vyasadeva offers to those who hear the Bhagavatam. Janmadi Asyato Anvayadi Taratas Abhigya Swarat Tene Brahmari Dadi Kavye Muyanti Yatsudayo Tejo Vari Mridam Vinimayo Yatra Trisargo Mrisa Damna Swaina Sadanidasta Kuhukam Satyam Param Dimahi. Sri Saraswati Thakur for 30 days gave 30 different meanings of this verse when he was in Bangladesh. But our power is not so great, therefore, very quickly, what we've heard from our Guru Parampara, we'll try to present. Therefore, this in Gurudev's book, Pinnacle of Devotion, Guruji has given many different meanings for this verse. Janmari asiyataho. Depending upon who we think is the supreme object of our devotion, then this verse will have many, many meanings. Janmari asiyataha. I give pranams to that person. Janmari asiyataha, who is the beginning of everything. Therefore, Krishna is not alone. Therefore, asya means whose. Who is Krishna's nearest and dearest? Who is Krishna's energy? Bhagawan can only desire, but his energy fulfills his desire. Therefore, I give pranams to Janmari Asiyata, that supreme person with Srimati Radhika, who anvayo itaritas. Guru Maharaj said, anvayo itaritas, who is known directly or indirectly, or who is worshipped through the moods of meeting and through the moods of separation. Chate su abhigya swarat. That supreme absolute truth, swarat. Swatsid, who is not dependent upon anyone else for his existence. Therefore, really, there is only one swatsid tattva, that is Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself. Even you think the other incarnations, they're dependent upon their existence, upon the form of Swayam Bhagavan. Tene Brahma Ridaya Adi Kavaya Muyanti Yatsurayo. It is he only who inspired the original Kavi, the original poet Brahma, with all Vedic knowledge. Muyanti Yatsurayo. He cannot hear so powerful, even he puts the demigods, the suras, into bewilderment. Tejo Vari Mridanam. He is understood like water, earth, and fire. Vinimayo yatra trisargo mrisa. He is beyond the action and reaction of this world, beyond creation, dissolution, and maintenance. Dhamma sveta satanagasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. He is eternally situated in his own abode, satyam param dhimahi. And Vyasadeva gives blessing to the hearers of the Bhagavatam, satyam param dhimahi. May your mind always think of that absolute truth. Therefore, we think the absolute truth is Narayan. Then the Adikavya, the original poet, whom Narayan inspired in the heart with all Vedic knowledge, is Chaturmukha Brahma, the original guru of our Sampradaya, who always resides in Damna Swayana Sadhanirasta, who always resides in his eternal abode, Vaikuntha. But Guru Maharaj says, but if you think the absolute truth is Krishna Chandra, Nanda Nandan, then Adikavya Muyanti Yatsurya, then the original poet is Sri Sukadev Goswami. Krishna inspired in the heart of Sukadev Goswami this Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna himself bewildered all the demigods like Indra, Mahadev, Brahmaji himself. And Krishna is always situated in his abode in Vrindavan. But Guru Maharaj says, but if you go even further and you think that the original supreme, the original object of our worship is Radha Krishna, or when Radha Krishna come in one avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the original Kavi is Sri Rupa Goswami. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bewildered even Lord Shiva, who had come in the form of Advaitacharya, or to speak of all the other demigods. Therefore, Satyam Param Dhimahi. We fix our minds by the mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami, following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, on our Ishadev, Radha Krishna. Therefore, in the second verse, in the first verse of Mangalacharanam, Vyasadeva, without giving the name, he's fixed Mangalacharanam, pranam to the Ishadev, Radha Govinda, Vastu Nirdesh, the pastimes of the Lord, Tejavari Miridam. Tejo, Vari, Mridam. Tejo means fire. Vari, Mridam means earth and water. Just like In the desert, there appears to be a mirage, an appearance of water. In the same way in this material world, Prem's already falling asleep. In the same way in this material world, there appears to be happiness, but that happiness is like a mirage. Tejovari Mridam, therefore Sri Krishna appears with his Shakti, his Ladini Shakti, his Jiva Shakti, and his Maya Shakti. Therefore, Tejo means Parashakti, internal energy. Maya means Vari, earth, and water means the Jiva. Jivatma, who was also in a marginal position, his Surup appears to have changed when he takes the form of an enjoyer in this world through the 8,400,000 species. Therefore, Tejo Vari Mridam, Sri Krishna is not alone, he is always with his energies. Satyam Param Dimihi, always think of the feet of that Radha Krishna. But who will understand the topics of Radha Govinda? Therefore, just like so much controversy is now about Gita Govinda, Vijayadev Goswami says, who can understand Gita Govinda? Those persons whose minds are not attracted to the feet of divine couple, as Vijayadev Goswami writes, whose minds are not very eager to taste the sweetness of Krishna, nor to understand his excellence in performing pastimes, don't read the book, this Gita Govinda. Then in the second verse, like a fence, Subhyasadev gives qualification. Who will understand this Bhagavatam? Therefore, dharma prachita koitevo tra padama niyamatsananam satam vedya vastava matra vasta sivadam tapa trayam lulanam srimad bhagavate mahamuni krite kimva pareshwara sadhuridhi avarudite tra kritibi susurvistatsaman. Who can understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second verse, that qualification of the hearer and qualification of the speaker is given. In 12th canto of Bhagavatam, it's described this Srimad Bhagavatam is Yasmin Paramahamsam Ekamamalam Param Gyanam Giyate. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the Paramahamsa Sanghita. It means it can only really be sung and understood by Paramahamsas, those persons who, like the swan is a very special bird who can extract milk from water. Therefore, Paramahamsas are those persons who can extract the essence of all Shastra, the pastimes of Radha Govinda. Therefore, this Srimad Bhagavatam can only really be understood by the Paramahamsas, or those who hear under the guidance of a Paramahamsa, Ram. Therefore, Dhanama Prajita Koitavotra Padamaniya Matsananam Satam. Those persons who are addicted to cheating dharma, Naratam. You know cheating dharma? Char Purusata. Four goals of life are given in the Vedas. Dharma, Artha, Karma, and Moksha. Dharma means mundane religiosity headed towards attainment of the heavenly planets. Artha means economic development. Money, 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 brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Karma means sense enjoyment. And last, liberation, moksha. One who has desires for these four types of goals, they're called cheaters. They cannot understand the Bhagavatam. Taramadya moksha vansh koitava prajan jahoite krishna bhakti hoili antadam. Mahaprabhu said, and of all types of cheating, the desire for liberation, divine idea to become one with Brahma, become one with Krishna, is the ultimate type of cheating. If there's even a desire for liberation in the heart, then Krishna Bhakti disappears automatically. Therefore, many Mayavadis, isn't Sankaracharya, Jagadguru Sankaracharya, he commented on many, many Vedic Shastras, but he never commented on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because he is Mahadev. How you can cover the Sarupa of Krishna from the Bhagavatam? If you cut Krishna from the Bhagavatam, then there's nothing left. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Sarup Sri Bhagavat. Because the Bhagavatam is Krishna. If you cut Krishna from the Bhagavatam, then there's nothing left. Therefore, Sripad Sankaracharya, he had so much respect from the Bhagavatam, therefore he did pranam from a distance. He never tried to make a commentary in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like Thakur Bhaktivinoda has described, that when Sripad Sankaracharya was going preaching all around India to destroy the influence of Buddhism, That time when he came to Navadvip, Mahaprabhu appeared in his dream and said, "Don't bother preaching here. This is Navadvip Dham, very dear to me. You preach everywhere else, but you don't disturb my devotees in Navadvip." Therefore, Sripad Sankaracharya is very happy having darshan of Mahaprabhu, but he never preached in Navadvip. Everywhere else he preached. In the same way, Sripad Sankaracharya, he gave commentaries on everything, especially Vedanta Sutra, but he never gave commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. But these days, so many Mayavadis giving so much Bhagavat Saptaha on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam cannot be understood, like yesterday we were discussing. Na buddhiya na chatikya. The Bhagavatam cannot be understood by mundane intelligence, by mundane learning. The Srimad Bhagavatam can be understood only by bhakti. Therefore, Bhagavatam is very clever. In the last canto, therefore, Sukadeva Goswami has said, Brahma Atma Oeka Prayojanam. The goal of our bhakti, the goal of the Srimad Bhagavatam is discussing Brahma Atma Oeka Prayojanam. The ultimate goal is when the Atma becomes one with Brahma, Bhagavan, and mixes and merges with him. Therefore, the Mayavadis read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. In the end, they say, see, the goal of the Bhagavatam is mukti. But it's not true, because in the second verse of the Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva said, those who desire liberation cannot even touch the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Brahma Atma Oika Priyojanam. Our goal of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam is Brahma, means Parabrahma, Sri Krishna. And who is Krishna's Atma? Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Brahma Atma Oika Priyojanam. The goal of hearing our Srimad Bhagavatam is the meeting of Radha and Krishna, bringing together the divine couple. Therefore, Sankaracharya gave so many fallacious arguments supporting his philosophy of Advaitavad. He gave many, many arguments, like one echo jiva. He says there's only one jiva, that's the Supreme Lord. But this is not true. If there's only one jiva, when I have a headache, why doesn't Ram have a headache? When Ram gets liberation, why don't I get liberation? Therefore, the theory there's only one jiva cannot be true. They give the example of Vivatavad. Oh, just like the inside of an oyster shell appears to be silver, but it's not silver. Or a rope on the ground appears to be a snake, but it's not a snake. In the same way, the living entity considers himself to be a jiva, but he's not jiva, he's actually Brahman. But this is foolish. How you can consider a living entity be like an oyster shell? Therefore, all these things have been very firmly rejected from the Srimad Bhagavatam from the beginning. Therefore, those who wish to try to comment on the Srimad Bhagavatam should take lessons and understand from the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was moving in Navadvip doing Sankirtan. That time was a wine shop. So Nimai, so beautiful dancing. All the alcoholics in the bar, when they saw the dancing of Nimai Chand, they also began crying, Haribol, Haribol. And they called him, come for a drink, come for a drink. That time Nimai became absorbed in the mood of Balaram. Balaram sometimes drink Varuni juice. I remember before in Australia, in the appearance of Balaram, we would imitate Balaram by also drinking Varuni juice. But this is not good. Only Balaram can take. He has adhika. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Akila Rasamrita Murti, who tastes all type of ras, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became absorbed in the mood of Balaram, and when they called him, come for a drink, come for a drink, he began moving towards the wine shop in the mood of Balaram. That time, Srivas Thakur fell at the feet of the Lord. No, Prabhu, you are the supremely independent Lord. Therefore, you can do whatever you like. Who can check you? But you have also appeared in this incarnation to establish religion. Therefore, don't do. I cannot stop you going. But if you go in the wine shop, then I will go in the Ganga and commit suicide. Don't. That time, Mahaprabhu checked his mood. And he glanced mercifully upon the alcoholics. Those alcoholics who were completely rejected from their own society, Mahaprabhu gave his merciful glance to them, and in ecstasy they began to chant the holy name and laugh and sing. At that same time, the great Pandit, Devanananda Pandit, he came and Mahaprabhu chastised him. Oh Pandit, you consider yourself very learned. You cannot understand one verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, yet you are so pretentious you try to explain it to others. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, I give pranam at the feet of that Nimai Chand, who gave his merciful glance to the alcoholics, the fallen souls, but who chastised the learned Advaitavad Devananda Pandit. Devananda was a Pandit, was a great Jnani. He was Kantastha. That means the whole Bhagavatam was in his throat, Kantastha. That means he knew the whole Bhagavatam. But because he had no sense, smell of devotion, he could not understand one drop of it. Krishna Tulya Bhagavat Vibhu Savasraya Pratishlok Pratyakshara Namaratahaya. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the incarnation of Krishna himself. Without bhakti, you cannot understand the Bhagavatam. Therefore, Devananda Pandit, despite being a great scholar, he could not touch one drop of the real meaning. When Devananda Pandit was giving lecture on the Bhagavatam, that time Srivas Thakur, hearing the lecture, he went inside, and hearing the nectarian verses of the Bhagavatam, he became absorbed in prema. He fell on the ground, tears began pouring from his eyes, he began to roar, all the hairs of his body were standing on end, but Devananda Pandit neglected him. In fact, the students of Devananda Pandit were like him. Jai. They were also great speculators like their guru. They could not understand the ecstatic emotions of a great soul like Srivas Thakur. They picked him out. Why this fellow was disturbing the Bhagavatam, they picked him up and threw him outside the gate. When Srivas Thakur awakened, he saw and he began to weep bitterly. Therefore, Devananda Pandit did not make up a riot, but his disciples made offense. Therefore, Guru Maharaj sometimes says that the Guru is very powerful. Mahabhagwat, he can protect himself from the offenses of the disciples. But if the Guru is not a Mahabhagwat, he becomes destroyed by the offenses of the disciples. Therefore, Maunameva Samacharat, silence is a sign of complicity. Imagine someone's blaspheming Venu, and I say quiet. That means, yes, you agree. Therefore, one is implicated in aparad by silence. That lesson is learned by Devananda Pandit. Therefore, when his disciples threw Srivas Thakur out, Devananda Pandit did not say anything. Therefore, Mahaprabhu chastised him very bitterly. You dare to give lecture on the Bhagavatam, but you cannot understand one drop, one iota of the real meaning of the Bhagavatam, because you have no bhakti. Don't do that again today, Shinsi. So, Dhanam Aprajitikoitavotra Padamani Matsadanam Satam. Those who are engaged in cheating religion, trying to cheat Krishna of his happiness by pursuing anartha, Nath Vishnu Swaati Gatam Hi Vishnu Guru Sayabhya Bahirata Maninas. Prahlad Maharaj said, those who have not fixed their goal on Vishnu, they Bahirata Maninas. They always take the external meanings of the scriptures. For those who have not understand that service to Vishnu is their own real wealth, what is from the Bahiranga, this Maya, they consider very valuable. Therefore, those who have taken shelter of the Vaishnavas, who have taken shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they can understand the fifth goal of life, which is devoid of all types of cheating, which is Premo Pumato Maham, the supreme goal of Prema. Vedyam Vastavam Atravastu Sivadam Tapat Trayan Mulanam. Then we should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Vastav, which just describes the only real essence of everything, Krishna. Atru Vastu Sivadam. Hearing this all auspicious Bhagavatam Tapat Trayan Mulanam, one becomes free from the torments of Tritapa, Adhyatmik, Adhidevik, Adhibhautik. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Pareshwara. This Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by the great sage Vyasadev in the maturity of his God realization. Sadhridi Yavarudite Takritibi Susubhistatsamat. Those persons who even have a desire to hear the Bhagavatam. Tatsamat. At that instance, the Supreme Lord appears and manifests in the heart. Srila Gauranga Maharaj used to explain all this for an hour and a half. And then he would begin his class on the Bhagavatam, the glories of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, what to speak of someone who cannot get a chance to hear the Bhagavatam from the mouth of Sudha Vaishnav? but someone who only desires to hear. From that time, Krishna manifests in the heart. Just like Rupa Goswami describes in Mathura Mahatmya, one who leaves the body thinking, I could not go to Vrindavan. Just by that desire, they go to Vaikuntha. So one who just desires to hear the Bhagavatam, what to speak of hearing, that person is called Kritibhi. That means they have too much Sukriti. Sukriti means any action performed knowingly or unknowingly in relationship to Hari Guru Vaishnava. That means those souls who have performed Bhagavad Bhajan for hundreds of years, hundreds of lifetimes, those persons have enough Sukriti to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadhridi avarudhate ta kritibhi tatsamat. Kritibhi susubhi tatsamat. As soon as one submissively hears the Srimad Bhagavatam, Guru Maharaj says, Krishna himself takes a broom and sweeps all anattas from the heart. So, this Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of all Vedic knowledge. Therefore, one who has tasted the Bhagavatam, Sarva Vedanta Sanamhi, Sri Bhagavatam Isiti Tandrasamrita Triptasya Anyatad Swadriti Kuchit. One who tastes one drop of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he loses taste and hearing from any other scripture. Because Nigama Kalpataro Galatam Palam Sukha Mukad Amrita Dravita Samitam. The Veda is like a tree. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes the upside down tree of this world and the real tree, like a banyan tree. In his explanation of that verse, Srila Prabhupada gives a very clever idea. Like a banyan tree has roots growing in the sky. The banyan tree grows and from its branches it drops more roots and then it expands more. Where is the beginning or the end of a banyan tree? In the same way the Vedas, Prabhupada described the leaves of the banyan tree to be like the Karmakanda Shastra, or the Jnana Kanga Shastra, which describes the external results like elevation to the heavenly planets or liberation. Therefore, where is the beginning of the banyan tree and where is the end? You cannot understand. Therefore, the Vedas are like that. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedyam Triguna Visayam. The Vedas deal mainly with Maya. Krishna gives warning. Don't be cheated by the flowery language of the Vedas. Therefore, the sweetness of the Veda is not contained, the sweetness of a tree is not contained in the tree itself. If you take the bark of a mango tree and suck it, Gobi, what will happen? Will you get any sweetness from that? No. Therefore, the sweetness of the mango tree is not in the tree itself, the sweetness of the tree is in the fruit. Therefore, the real essence of the Veda itself is not in the Veda. The real sweetness of the Veda is not in the Veda. The real sweetness of the Veda is in the fruit of the Veda. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is described in the Nigama Kalpataro Galatam Phalam Sukha Mukhat Amrita Dravita Samatam. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of the Vedas. Srila Gogma said, but the fruit of the Veda, the Srimad Bhagavatam, has no skin and no seed. Therefore, only bhakti ras, bhakti ras. Guru Maharaj says, just by taking one piece of rice from a pot of rice, you can understand whether the whole pot of rice is cooked or not. Therefore, by just taking any one of the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam and squeezing it, so much nectar comes out. You can imagine how much nectar is in the rest of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukad, mukad, amrita, drabita, samrita. Just like a mango is sweet, but when a parrot puts his beak into the mango, then the mango becomes even sweeter. A few years ago I was in North Queensland. There's so many mangoes there, they drop on the ground. There was one mango I picked up and a parrot had stuck his beak in the mango and the mango was yellow, but that bit where the parrot had put his nose in, that bit around it was pink. And I can understand, yes, really. Mango is sweet, but when the magical bird puts his beak in the mango, then the mango becomes even sweeter. In the same way, Bhagavatam is sweet when it came from the mouth of Vyasadev. But when it came from the mouth of his devotee, Sukadev Goswami, then it became even more nectarian. Guru Maharaj says, why? Because Vyasadeva is an incarnation of Bhagavan himself. What does Bhagavan know about bhakti? Nothing. Therefore, that's the reason Krishna had to come in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shiradaya pranayama hima kitisovanayeva. Swadyo yanad bhuti madunama kitisovamadiya sokyam chasyad madanubhavatat kitisoveti lobat tadbhavat samajani sachigarbha sindhu hariindu. Tad sokyam chasya madanubhavatat. Krishna is thinking, what sweetness is in me? Krishna cannot taste his own sweetness. Just like a doll made of sugar cannot taste herself, Krishna cannot taste his own sweetness. Therefore, Vyasadeva, who Vyasu Narayanam Shakshat, Vyasu, who is a direct incarnation of Narayan, how he can taste the Bhagavatam? Therefore, Guru Maharaj describes, Vyasadeva gave and from Vyasadeva was sweet, but when it came from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, who is a Brijbasi, then the Bhagavatam became even sweeter. Therefore, Pibat Bhagavata Rasik Rasamalamalam Mahura Ho Rasika Bhuvibhuvika. Therefore, Vyasadeva says, dear devotees, drink the Bhagavatam. Not by mouth. The Bhagavatam is a wonderful, astonishing nectarian beverage that we drink by the ears. Therefore, Guru Maharaj says, I don't want anything from you, I just want your ears. Guru Kardanam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Guru is that person who catches the ear. Means, he charms us by Harikata. But who will taste this Bhagavatam? Rasodasika Bhuvibhuvaka. Those who are expert in the science of Bhakti Ras and Bhavuk. Those who are achieved the stage of Bhav Bhakti. So that's none of us, unfortunately, in the room. But anyhow, by hearing Bhagavatam, one will reach that stage. So the first canto is like an ocean. Unfortunately, we cannot give so much time to each canto. Krishna Tulya Bhagavad Vibhu Savasraya Prati Shlok Prati Akshara Narma Taha. What to speak of speaking the whole Bhagavatam in 7 days? The real Bhagavad Sapta should take 30 days. That is called Nirgun Puran. When you speak the Bhagavatam in 30 days, that means the speaking is pure. But when you only speak in 7 days, then it's rajasic. Not to speak in 1 day. Time is short, therefore we just try to speak the essence of the Bhagavatam. Therefore, in every verse, in every syllable, in every letter of the Bhagavatam, millions and millions of meanings are there. So, upon the end of Kali Yuga, all the sages, headed by Sanak Rishi, came to the place of pilgrimage called Namisaranya. Has anyone been there to Namisaranya? I'm not so fortunate. Lord Brahma, in the beginning of creation, Brahmaji wanted a special tirtha that by performance of any religious activities in that dham would dispel the impurities of that age. Therefore, Bhagavan Brahma, he threw his chakra. And where that chakra will land will be a great place of pilgrimage. Therefore, that chakra landed on its point at the pilgrimage place called Namisaranya. There's a well there, I've heard. That well is where the pin of Brahmaji's chakra landed. That well has no end, right? It's meant to be unlimited. In the 1800s, the British came to disprove that the Vedas were false. And when they heard there's a well in Namisaranya that has no bottom, the British thought, well, we'll have to prove that to be false. But then they came with an iron cable and they dropped it down to find the bottom of that well. They dropped that cable down 1.5 miles and they still hadn't touched the bottom. Then they became afraid, they took the cable up and I say, let's get out of here. And they ran away. So these stories in the Vedas are true. Therefore, Namisaranya, the sadhus of that time could understand just after the disappearance of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna swa dharma pakate jnana dharma adibisaha kalo nasam dristame sa puranako narodita. When Sri Krishna went back to his abode with his associates, he unmanifested from his prakat Vrindavan. And we say went back to Godhead, but Krishna was always there also. When Krishna disappeared from the vision of the souls of this world, that time all religion, jnana dharma, strike two, prem, all gyan, all knowledge, and all religion went with him. But Krishna kept a special incarnation in this world that is called Bhagavan's Sabdavatar. Prabhupada used to say, literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord. But another one is sound incarnation. When Radha Krishna went back to the spiritual world, Radha Krishna stayed in this world in the form of their sound incarnation, this Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, the sage of Dhammasaranya could understand that as soon as Krishna had disappeared, Kali Yuga immediately began to appear. Therefore, knowing the symptoms of Kali Yuga, the sadhus gathered there and began performing yajna, sacrifice, in order to keep away the impurities of the age of Kali Yuga. Therefore, thousands of sadhus, headed by the great sage Sanak, appeared at the great place of pilgrimage called Namisaranya, and there, by performing yajna, sacrificial fire, they tried to keep away the influence of Kali Yuga. That time, the great sage Suta Goswami was present. Thus, all the sadhus taking an inferior position, they fell at the feet of Suta Goswami and they glorified him. Therefore, this present Bhagavatam is spoken by Suta Goswami. Therefore, what is the glories of Suta Goswami? Vani Veda Vidam Shresto Bhagavan Badri Narayana Aneche Munaya Suta Paravara Vido Vidu. Tvaya kalu puranani seti itihasane chana atyatani atitani dharmasastrani yanu utva. O Suta Goswami, these are the qualifications of the speaker of the Bhagavatam. So we should not think we are speaking Bhagavatam, but we are some representative of the great speakers of Bhagavatam, like Vyasadev, like Sukadev Goswami, like Mahadev, like Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like Sri Gadadhara Pandit, isn't it, like Guru Maharaj. Therefore, the real speaker of Bhagavatam will have these qualifications. One, he should be completely free from vice. Prabhupada said, one who is addicted to sinful activities and what he can instruct others. You are expert in all the Shastra. You are expert in all the Puranic histories, especially Pancham Ved, also the Mahabharata. You know all the Puranic histories, having gone through them under guidance, and you have also realized them as well. You are the most eldest, the most learned of all Vedantists. Isn't it? Therefore, Guru Maharaj gives his sannyasis the name. Param Gurudev gave his sannyasi the name Bhakti Vedant, because that person who has understood that the conclusion of all the Vedas is Bhakti. Therefore, you are the most learned Vedantist. You know the philosophy of Vyasadev, who is the incarnation of Godhead. And you also know all other types of philosophical and metaphysical knowledge. Siddha Gaugama said, one who sits on the Vyasasana, he must be conversant with Saddarshan, the six types of Vedic philosophy. One time he said that, and one challenged him. You know the six types of Vedics, the six types of philosophy? He laughed and said, I've forgotten them. But really, one who's speaking Bhagavatam should know all those six philosophies. Otherwise, if he doesn't know Vaishnava Darshan, the philosophy of the Vaishnavas and how he can defeat all other types of Upadharma. But his real qualification is this: Veta Tvam Somya Tatsarvam Tatvadas Tadanugrahat Buruvo Shnikta Shishasya Guruvo Guyoma Piyoto. But the real qualification of Suta Goswami is this: Vetatvam Somya Tatsavam Tatvatastadanugraha. You know all Veda Shastra because you have gotten the mercy of your spiritual master, Bruvu Snigda Shishasya. And you are a very affectionate disciple of your spiritual master, Guruvo Guyam Apiuta. Because you are very affectionate to your guru has told you, Guhuvam, all the secret truths of the Bhagavatam. Just like When the cow sees the calf, automatically she releases her milk. Sometimes the milkman, they try to cheat the cow. If you milk a cow, but the calf is not present, the cow will not release all her milk. She'll keep half in the top of the udder. And she cheats the milkman And when the calf comes, then she releases everything. In the same way, you cannot cheat the spiritual master. When this time we were in Navadweep, and across from where we're staying, there was a buffalo. So foolish. The milkman, he knows that the buffalo mother will not release all the milk. Therefore, he brought a stuffed baby buffalo full of hay. And the cow would lick it and release all her milk. But Guru is not so foolish like a buffalo. He knows who is really affectionate to him, who is really faithful. And the so-called disciples are trying to cheat the Guru. The Guru keeps his milk up when the Guru sees the affectionate disciple. Just like the cow, when she sees her calf, automatically she releases all the milk. When the Guru sees the disciple who is affectionate towards them, automatically all Harikatha or mercy will flow. No need to come, Guru Dev, give me your mercy. Sri Gaurangma said, oh, can you cheat the spiritual master? Just by asking, you're going to get. You have to pass the examination of the spiritual master, then you can get his mercy. In the same way, the disciple, why ask Guru Dev, give me your mercy? All mercy is automatically there for the affectionate disciple. Therefore, the qualification of Suta Goswami is his main qualification. He is loyal and faithful to his own spiritual master. Unless one has served his own spiritual master, then how he can instruct others to serve the spiritual master? Therefore, the glories of Suta Goswami are unlimited. Srila Chivika Maharaj used to say, 88,000 rishis, Manmati, were there on the hearing of Bhagavatam, but two achieved perfection. One was Suta Goswami, one was Pariksit Maharaj. Therefore, Suta Goswami, his other name is, you know, Ugrasrava. Ugra means ferocious. And Srava means one who hears. One who hears very ferociously. Ugrasrava. Guru Maharaj said, if we're hearing Harikatha and a snake came, if that person is really hearing Harikatha, a snake goes across their lap, they won't even notice. Therefore, Ugrasrava. Suta Goswami's qualification, he was a very ferocious, a very attentive listener of Harikatha. Therefore, Suta Goswami's history is given. Because you are very submissive, your spiritual masters have endowed you with all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore, you can tell us what you have heard and learned from them. Suta Goswami has two main spiritual masters. One, of course, is Sri Sukadev Goswami, and the other one is Balaram Maharaj. Dalji Bayaki! Jai! Described in the end of the Battle of Kurukshetra, which we'll describe afterwards. Might as well describe now. First canto was many stories within a story. That time, only Duryodhan, alone, he ran from the rest of the Pandavas. He hid in one lake. This is the first instruction spoken by Suta Goswami. Some people ask, why is Srila Narayan Maharaj, why is he speaking pastimes of Radha Krishna? Because that is given in the Bhagavatam. The sages headed by Namasaranya asked Suta Goswami 6 questions. And the answer Suta Goswami began was immediately from the pastimes of the Mahabharata. Philosophy was given after, but immediately began with the pastimes of Krishna. Because unless you understand your goal, then you cannot practice. In the Vedanta, our goal is given. Lokavat tu lila kaivalya prayojanam. Our goal is to enter the Lokavat lila, the human-like pastimes of Krishna. Therefore, see Saraswati Thakur, when he came to Radhakund, he said, I'm speaking the Astakali lila of Radha Krishna, even though none of you are qualified to hear. He said, but at least you should have an idea that such a thing exists. Otherwise, your attempts at bhajan will end in mukti. Advaitavad. Therefore, also the same thing is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The first 14 verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Mangala Charanam, which describes the contents of the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, means your goal is the service of Radharani that is established in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of the Mahabharata begin right from the first canto. So, we have to fix our goal. Our goal is not to become free from anattas. Our goal is not anatta pravritti, our goal is artha pravritti. Our goal is not to become free from lust, greed, anger, enviousness, madness, and delusion. Of course, that would also be nice. Our goal is prema. Our goal is bhakti. That much we have bhakti in the heart, that much our anattas will be destroyed. Kishore, how you can take air out of a bucket? If you put, Guru Maharaj says, if you put water in a bucket, then automatically that much air is dispelled. How do you take the darkness out of a room? Turn on the bulb. That much light is in the room, that much the darkness is dispelled. That much our hearts are attracted to the pastimes of Krishna. That much our heart will become free from desire to think and act on other desire, other things. Therefore, Sruta Goswami's history is interesting. The sages asked 6 questions to Sruta Goswami, and Sruta Goswami's answers to those 6 questions are the 18,000 verses of the Bhagavatam. Therefore, Sruta Gogamaji says, spiritual life is one thing only, pariprasnana, inquiry. Our fault is when we come, one Vaishnava comes to another Vaishnava, we don't inquire. Instead, we inquire about mundane things. Hey, Vijay, how are you going? How's your collection going? How's your haircut going? How's your kurita going? We talk about mundane things. We never inquire about Vaishnava. We think, I'm so great. Why should I inquire from him? Therefore, pariprasnana. Krishna says in Gita, when you come to Guru, you must come with 3 things. Pariprasnana sevya. You must come with dedication, surrender. You must come with relevant inquiry. And you must come with seva. Srila Srila Maharaj used to say, the Guru is not a question and answer booth. Like when you come to the train station, information here. No. So we don't just come to the Guru with pariprasnana, and you don't just come to the Guru with inquiry, because unless you have surrender and seva, then why the Guru will speak, and even if he speaks, you won't understand. Therefore, spiritual, the whole Bhagavatam is based on this process of inquiry. What is this 18,000 verses of the Bhagavatam? It's Sruta Goswami's answer to 6 questions by the sages of Namasaranya. Actually, the whole Bhagavatam from beginning to end is that disciple inquiring from a spiritual master. Vidura, Maitreya, Yudhisthira Maharaj and Narad from beginning. Nimi Maharaj to the Navayogendras. Uddhav from Krishna. Parikshit from Sukadev. The sage of Namasaranya to Sruta Goswami. Narad Muni to Vyasadev to Narad Muni. If you, Parvati to Mahadev. If you look in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, it's nothing else but a series of disciples inquiring from a spiritual master. And we see in the whole Bhagavatam, actually one perfected disciple is inquiring from another perfected soul. Therefore, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mulhoi Sadhusan. Krishna Prem Janatena Punamukhya. The birthplace of devotion is satsanga. Satsanga means, and even after the achievement of Krishna Prem, sadhu sangha will remain the main limb of devotion. Maitreya and Vidura, both are perfected souls. But Vidura takes the position of disciple, and he's inquiring from Maitreya Rishi. But both are perfected souls, siddha purushas. Yudhisthira Maharaj is inquiring from Narad Muni. One time Guru Maharaj said, who is greater, Narad Muni or Yudhisthira Maharaj? What do you think, Vijay? No. Guru Maharaj says, I was also surprised. Yudhisthira Maharaj is even greater than Narad Muni. Because when Narad Muni wants to meet Krishna, Narad Muni has to go where? To Hastinapur, to the house of Yudhisthira. Therefore, Yudhisthira Maharaj is even more prem than Narad Muni. He even, Krishna gives his pranam to Yudhisthira. Therefore, Yudhisthira Maharaj is a perfected soul, but he's still inquiring from Narad. That we should not be so proud. Oh, why I should inquire from him? Therefore, even if we know, you think Yudhisthira Maharaj doesn't know all the Harikata? He knows everything, but still he's inquiring. Because when you inquire from his sadhu, then he'll answer, then Harikata begins. Unless you inquire, then how there can be Harikata? Sometimes Guru Maharaj, you know, Guru Maharaj sits down. Any inquiries and everyone's silent. Oh, take out the shotgun. Unless you ask a question, then Guru Maharaj will not speak any Harikata. Then even if you know the answer, you should still say something. Then a Harikata can come. Therefore, 6 questions asked by the sages of Namasaranya. First, Pranalpas, what is it? Prana? Prana Alpayasusabha. This is Kali Yuga. All glories to Kali Yuga. The residents of Kali Yuga have many wonderful qualities amongst them. They are always disturbed. They are lazy, quarrelsome, unlucky, and have short lives. Therefore, we see sometimes amongst devotees these bad qualities manifest. Always quarreling over nothing. Forget about the non-devotees giving us so many problems. The devotees in the temple are giving each other so many problems. Therefore, the main symptom of Kali Yuga is quarreling over nothing. Therefore, we should be very careful leaving the temple, that Kali should not influence the temple. Why there should be quarrel and dissension in the temple? That means Kali Yuga has entered. There should be no quarrel and dissension. Guru said the end. We're always trying to solve the temple problems by management, by istagosis. Guru Maharaj said there's only one solution to all the problems. That's one verse. Chunada pi sunichina torori vasuhishina amanina marina kitanya sadahari. Therefore, to clap, you need two hands. To argue with someone, you need two hands, two persons to argue. If one person just shuts up, then there'll be no problem. Solution to all problems in life. We should get that verse tattooed on our forehead. Chunada pi sunichina. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, the Sajjara Namasaranya say, short life, quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, and above all, always disturbed. Sounds like something I should put on my tombstone. Therefore, they said, their Shastra is like an ocean. And in the Shastra, there's many, many conflicting instructions. Even the Bhagavad Gita, how many different instructions Krishna gives to Arjuna? Arjuna, be sannyasi. Arjuna, sit like this, meditate, put your nose there and think of Sai Baba's afro, think like that. Sit on a Kush grass facing north with your concentration on the tip of your nose, with your back straight, thinking bring the life airs up to here, blah, blah, blah. Krishna says to Arjuna, Arjuna rejects that, forget that, I've got no time. I've got a war to fight. I cannot, Krishna, chanchala himana Krishna. There were many people think, strike three, prem. Therefore, Krishna gives instruction to Arjuna and many of the yogis and impersonalists. Oh, look, look. Krishna says we should sit like this and meditate. But they cannot see that Arjuna rejected that. No, I am a devotee. Why am I going to waste my time doing that? Therefore, even the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives many, many conflicting instructions. Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, Krishna heard the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna heard the Bhagavad Gita and Arjuna's conclusion was fight. But Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, if Uddhava had heard the Bhagavad Gita, Uddhava would have left the battlefield and renounced everything. Therefore, people will understand according to their qualification. Therefore, Shastra is like an ocean, especially the Vedic histories. Sometimes it says, do this, do this, do this, do this. Therefore, 99% of Indians are completely mad because they don't know what to do. Because the Vedas give so many different instructions. Isn't it? If you go preaching in India, Baba, good luck. Because people are very bewildered. Therefore, the sages of Namanasaranya asked, there are many, many varieties of scripture. And in the varieties of scripture, there are many, many different instructions and prescribed duties, which can only be learned after many, many, many years of study. And in Kali Yuga, everyone has a short life. Therefore, first question, please select the essence of all scripture and explain for the good of all living entities so their hearts may be completely satisfied. Please tell us the reason for which the Supreme Lord appeared in the womb of Devaki as the son of Vasudev. We are eager to know about the different incarnations. Please explain to us the teachings of the previous acharyas. And who is there desiring deliverance and will not hear the message of the personality of Godhead? Please narrate the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord's multi-incarnations. That was question 4 repeated. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appeared as like an ordinary human being. Therefore, the sadhus asked 6 questions. Last question. See, Krishna, the absolute truth, has departed. Therefore, please tell us now, in whom all religious principles have now taken shelter. Understand? Six questions. The sadhus of Namasaranya surrendered at the feet of Suta Goswami. Kale magatam agnaya kshetra asmin vaishnave swayam asina dirga satena katayam shakshana hari. We know that the age of Kali Yuga has already begun. We are assembled in this holy place to hear Harikatha. We wish to hear from you the answer to our six inquiries. Tvam naha sandashito datra dustaram nistiratsatam kalim satvahanam pumsham karna dala ivanatam. We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence. We please accept the position as captain of our ship, HMS Bhakti. We desire to cross the difficult ocean of birth and death, and to cross this ocean of faults, which is Kali Yuga, which deteriorates the good qualities of all. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj also says, Guru Karna Dharam, how you can cross the ocean of birth and death holding onto the tail of a dog, you won't get very far. Srila Gaura Maharaj used to say, Gobi, how you cross the ocean of birth and death in a stone boat, you cannot. Therefore, proper ship should be there. That ship is the congregational process of chanting Harinam. The captain of the ship should be expert. He knows which is the currents, which is the rip, which is the tide, which is the shoal, where are the reefs. Expert guide. Unless he's crossed the ocean of birth and death, Kishore, how he can take you across? So you need a proper captain. You need a proper ship. The breeze is the favorable instructions of the scriptures. But most of all, you need a good captain. Even if your boat is not so great, expert captain can take you across. Therefore, Gurudev, they all surrendered at the feet of Suta Goswami, a spiritual master, and inquired from him submissively. There, so one main thing should be there in hearing. There should be submission. Therefore, the sages of Namasaranya had complete faith in Suta Goswami, therefore they surrendered to him. Don't be long, Ram. They surrender to him as spiritual master. Unless surrender is there, one has no right to inquire. In Bhagavad Gita, as long as Arjuna was thinking, I'm the friend of Krishna, Krishna shut up. Sorry. Krishna didn't say anything. But when Arjuna surrendered, hey Krishna, I'm a soul surrendered to you. I don't know what to do or what not to do. Then Krishna gave the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. But as long as Arjuna was thinking, I'm the body of Krishna, Krishna was silent. Therefore, Shiksha Guru should not just be a friend. Srila Maharaj said, friends of many, servant of none. If you want to hear Bhagavatam, don't just think. For example, if you're thinking Dhammaraj is bogus, then you'll probably think everything that the speaker is saying is also bogus. Therefore, the sage of Namasaranya had so much faith in Suta Goswami. Therefore, they completely surrendered. Srila Gaura Maharaj said, unless you surrender to the speaker, you cannot hear the Bhagavatam. So right speaker should be there, qualified speaker, qualified audience is there, then the Bhagavatam manifests. Therefore, Ugrasrava Suta Goswami, the son of Ramahasham, being satisfied by the perfect inquiries from the sages of Manasaranya, replied. Therefore, Suta Goswami, how he became so glorified is given in the Bhagavatam. At the end of the battle of Kurukshetra, he begins. At the end of the battle of Kurukshetra, Duryodhana was practically the only survivor, except for one or two like Aswatthama, Kripacharya, and Kritavarma. Therefore, Duryodhana had hidden in the lake to escape from battle. The Pandavas are looking everywhere for him, and some spies had said, if you want to find him, he's in there. That time, Yudhisthira Maharaj, who was very calm and peaceful, he began to roar, O coward, come out and fight. You call yourself a warrior, you call yourself a king. How you can hide underneath the water like a low-class man? Come out, choose any of us for battle. If you kill any one of us, you'll take the kingdom. We will go back to the forest for 13 more years. And if we kill you, you will go to the heavenly planets. That time, Duryodhan, Maharaj, his heart was broken. His 101 brothers had been killed. He lost all his buddies and friends, like Karna. His guru, his grandfather had all been destroyed. He said, I do not want to fight. I've had enough of fighting. I give you the kingdom. The time Yudhisthira became furious. Rascal. We are not brahmanas. We do not take anything by begging. So now how you've become so merciful? Before, remember, we asked you, just give us 5 villages. So at least we can perform our vanashram of being king. Then Duryodhan said, I won't even give you enough land to push a pin into. Not even one dust of this Bharatvarsh. Before you would not even give us 1 grain of sand, and now you're so generous, you're giving us the whole kingdom. We are not brahmanas, come and fight any one of us. If you kill any one of us, you can take the kingdom. That time Arjuna became angry with Yudhisthira. Yudhisthira, what foolishness you are doing. I think you are gambling again. Don't you know that for 12 years you're in the forest, Duryodhan was practicing every day on an iron statue of Bhima. Then he came out, and why you said you'll choose any one of us as king? Isn't it? That time Duryodhan said, I will fight with Yudhisthira. That time Yudhisthira and the Pandavas agreed, no, no. Yudhisthira is not king, Bhima is our king. Because Bhima only can fight with Duryodhan. That time Duryodhan said, if he's king, then Yudhisthira has to give pranam to him. Yudhisthira had a benediction. Anyone who gives pranam who is less than him, he'll destroy that person. Like Advaitacharya. Understand? Advaitacharya would give, and also one associate of Nityananda Prabhu. What was his name? That one associate of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, if he did pranam to you, to any deity that was not properly installed, Abhiram Thakur. He did pranam to any deity that was not installed, that deity would disappear. Therefore, Abhiram Thakur used to give pranam to the wives of Nityananda Prabhu. As a result, the children in their womb would perish. So Abhiram Thakur, after when Nityananda, when his wife was about to give birth, Nityananda told the boatman, Abhiram Thakur is coming, but don't bring him across. Because Abhiram Thakur does pranam to my son will die. Then when Abhiram Thakur came to cross the river, all the boatmen said, we don't know you. Nityananda has ordered not to let you cross the river. Abhiram Thakur put his cloth on the river and rowed himself across. When he gave pranam to the womb of Nityananda Prabhu's wife, Janavamata, no, Basuda, that time the son in the womb did not die. That son's name was Virabhadra. Then Abhiram Thakur became happy. This is the real son of Nityananda Prabhu. Because I did pranam, he did not die. So, Duryodhan was very clever. Yudhisthira Maharaj give pranam to Bhimsen. If he's your real king, then Krishna said, don't worry. And Krishna stood behind Bhimsen. And when Yudhisthira pranam, Krishna said, I'm taking the pranam, not Bhima. So many things happened. That time, Balaram had 2 disciples. Many disciples. But 2 main disciples of Balaram Maharaj were Duryodhan and Bhimsen. But because Guru Tattva is very always causelessly merciful, Guru Tattva never sees the faults in the disciple. Therefore, Balaram gave so much affection to Duryodhan, even more than Bhimsen. Sometimes the affection the Guru has towards disciple is causeless affection. Oh, why Gurudev loves him so much? He is this. Why? No cause. That is the Guru's causeless mercy, causeless affection. Otherwise, why this Bhakti Srila Param Gurudev said, if someone says, oh yes, Gurudev loved me very much, the Vaishnavas loved me very much, this is your false ego. Because actually you have no qualities that Gurudev would love you for. Therefore, his affection towards you is only his causeless mercy. There's no cause. That we should not say, Gurudev loved me very much, Vaishnavas loved me very much. We should say, oh, by their mercy they gave so much affection to me. Not the other way round. Therefore, Balaram Guru Tattva is neutral also. One time Guru said, one of the main responsibilities the spiritual master must have, he must be equal to all his disciples. But in some ways the spiritual master is equal to everyone, but more equal to those who love him. Like Krishna says in Gita, O Arjuna, I am equal to everyone. No one is my friend, no one is my enemy. But, B-U-T in big letters, but I am especially affectionate towards my devotees. Guru is equal to all devotees, but to some devotees he is more equal than others. One time Guru Maharaj explained. That even though Krishna is equal to everyone, but he is especially affectionate to his devotees, the same way the spiritual master is equal to all devotees, but of course to those who surrender and serve more, he is more affectionate. Must be. So Balaram, when the fighting was going on, Balaram took no part in the battle of Kurukshetra. Because Balaram had interest in both parties. Therefore, Balaram manifested his neutrality by not taking part in the war of Kurukshetra. But when the fighting was going on between Bhimsen and Duryodhan, Krishna asked Arjuna, who will win the fight? It seems that both sides are matched equally. Because Bhimsen was more powerful, but Duryodhan was more skillful. And the person who was more skillful maybe has some advantage. Therefore, Krishna, looking towards Bhimsen, he cracked his thigh. That means Krishna reminded Bhimsen, remember when Duryodhan showed his naked thigh to Draupadi Sitya? That time Bhimsen made a vow. I promise I'll smash your club, your thighs with my club. And Draupadi also made a vow. I won't wash my hair till I wash my hair in the blood of Dushasana. So many vows were made. Remember Guru Maharaj said the girls should be like Draupadi. Not that they should bathe in the blood of others. They should be very fixed like that. Fixed in their vows. That time Krishna reminded Bhimsen, remember your vow. Also, that was the only place that Duryodhan could be killed. Duryodhan's mother, her name was Gandhari. As an ideal Vedic wife, she used to bind her eyes closed as a blind woman because her husband was blind. So she had so much austerity, she called her son in the middle of the war, you come, I will glance upon your body will become bulletproof. Therefore, Duryodhan was going naked towards his mother's camp. That time, by providence, he met Krishna. Krishna said, where are you going, crazy fellow? I'm going to see my mother. How you can go naked before your own mother? Prem, that's track four. How you can go naked before your mother? At least cover yourself with a cloth. Krishna gave him banana leaf, and he covered himself here. Therefore, Duryodhan came before his mother. His mother glanced. His whole body became bulletproof. Except for his, how do you say, loins, his waist. Mother said, why you covered yourself with a banana leaf? Then Duryodhan said, oh. She said, I'm your mother, I've seen you naked since birth. What's the problem? Then Duryodhan realized Krishna had cheated him. That was the only place you could be killed also. Krishna slapped his thighs and gave indication to Bhimsen. Duryodhan jumped in the air, double over shoulder boulder holder, a special move. Bhimsen broke the Queen of Marksby rules by beating him below the belt and broke his thighs with a club. That time Bhimsen also tramped on his head with his foot. You called me cow? When the Pandavas were leaving Hastinapur, Duryodhana was saying, goodbye cow, goodbye cow. So he danced on the, stomped on the head of Duryodhana. Who's the cow now? That time when Balaram saw, Balaram became most furious. He took his ultimate weapon, the plow, and went to kill Bhimsen. Krishna grabbed Balaram around the waist. Brother, don't kill. You are only thinking of one injustice, the one cheating that Bhimsen did, but you cannot think of all the things that Duryodhan did to the Pandavas. Therefore, forgive them. Balaram gave curse. O Duryodhan, you will go to heavenly planets. Your name and fame will always be remembered as a great fighter, but Bhimsen will always be remembered as a cheater. Balaram gave a little bit angry curse, and Balaram went on Tirtha Yatra. When Balaram was moving to all the holy places, Just like Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he also visited all the holy places. Same pastime. Balaram came to Namasaranya before this happened. That time, Rama Maharshan, Sut, who was expert in all the Puranic histories, he was giving Bhagavata. He was giving the Puranas. That time, Rama Maharshan, the job of the person on the Vyasa Sun, is to give respect to the Guru Parampara and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One time was the appearance of Balaram Prabhu, and Guru Maharaj asked me to speak on Balaram, but when I spoke, I forgot to give Pranam Mantra to Gurudev or anyone. Omagyantam Randasa, like that. Because I was only thinking, what am I going to speak? And I forgot, first of all, I offer obeisances at the feet of spiritual master. And Guru Maharaj became very angry. You are the second Rama Maharshan Sut, because you never respect anyone. So when Rama Maharshan was sitting on the Vyasa San, then some pride must come. I am great, everyone's listening to me. That time Balaram Prabhu entered from the back. All the sadhus stood up to respect Balaram Prabhu. Except Rama Maharshan did not. The Guru Maharaj thought Balaram Prabhu was thinking, oh, the one who sits on the Vyasa San, his job is to Vyas, expand the glories of Hari Guru Vaishnava, to respect the Supreme Lord. But the Supreme Lord has come and he is not standing and not respecting. Therefore, Balaram killed him with a piece of grass. That time, all the sadhus became very sad. And Balaram said, why are you sad? You want him to be alive again? And they said, no, we're only sad because who will speak Harikatha? The sadhus were sad because they had given a benediction to Rama Maharshan. May you have a long life, and now you've killed him very quickly. Therefore, Balaram said, don't worry. Do you want me to bring him alive? And the sadhu said, no, no. What you did is great and perfect. But still, we want to hear some instructions of Harikatha. Behind schedule. Therefore, Balaram said, okay, the son is the representative of the father. I transfer all the benedictions to Suta Goswami. Balaramji kept his hand on the head of Suta Goswami, who at that time was only a five-year-old boy. And by the mercy of Akhanda Guru Tattva Balaram, all the Vedic histories manifested in his heart. Therefore, he became a most expert in 1 second by the mercy of Guru. Mukum karoti bachalam pamgun langete grim yat kripa tamaham bande shri guru dinatanine. Last question I asked Srila Gaura Maharaj. He was saying, unless you know all this shastra, then how you can become a Vaishnava, a devotee? So the last thing I asked, but we don't even know Sanskrit, Hindi, Bengali, even my English is not so good, then how we can become expert and become Vaishnavas? And he said that verse, Mukum karoti vachalum pamgun langete girim yat kripa tamaham bande shri guru dinatanine. By the mercy of the spiritual master, even a blind man can see, a lame man can cross mountains. If by the mercy of Akhanda Guru Tattva Balaram, he got everything. So, Suta Goswami, in answer to the 6 questions of the sage of the Namasaranya, he began his Bhagavatam. Yam pravajantam anupetu petu kriptam dvaipayano virakatra juhava putratimam mayatra otavavo banedus tam savabhutradidyam munimanatosmi. Is my bit of paper on the ground? Oh no, I lost my plan. Let me offer obeisance to the feet of Sukadeva Goswami, sarvabhutradidyam munimanatosmi, who is situated in the heart of every living entity. The Paramatma is there as Chaita Guru, Sarvasya Chaham Riddhi Sannivisto. But we cannot hear the voice of the Chaita Guru, the Paramatma. Jiva Sakshatna Hitate Guru Chaitaru. We cannot hear the voice of Paramatma. We are not pure. Therefore, Paramatma manifests externally in the form of spiritual master. Like the Paramatma knows everything inside and outside. In the same way, the bona fide spiritual master knows everything inside, outside. Sometimes foolish persons say, oh, Gurudev, not understand my heart. Why Gurudev is doing this? He knows everything. Therefore, yam pravajantam anupetu apetu kritam. I give my pranams at the feet of my spiritual master, who is in the heart of everyone. Why we call the spiritual master Jagadguru? He is the guru of everyone. Kya mani, kya na mani, sabatara das, jena mani tar hoi se papinas. Some know it, others don't know it. But he is the guru, Jagadguru. I give my pranam to that great sage, Sukadeva Goswami, who lives in the hearts of all. Upon birth, he left home without undergoing reformation, sannyas, or anything. Vyasadev, fearing separation from his son, cried, Putreti, putreti, mayataro taravo menetus. My son, my son. But Sukadeva Goswami never answered. Only the trees echoed. Son? Who is son? Who is brother? Who is sister? This is all maya. Vyasadev, fearing separation from him, cried, Oh my son, oh my son. But Sukadeva Goswami never looked back. Yasva anubhavam akhila srutisaram ekam adhyatma deepam atitit saratam vandam samsarinam kurunaya purananam guyam tam vyasasun upayami gurum muninam. I give my pranam to my spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami, who is the son of Vyasadev. Twa yasva anubhavam srutisaram ekam, who understood the essence of all shastra, and swa anubhav, and with his own realization, adhyatma deepam, he lit the torch of transcendental knowledge, atitirisara tamavandam, which is this Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of all Vedic histories, which dispels tamavandam, the darkness of tamagun, ignorance, samsarinam kurunayam puranaguyam, to give mercy to the samsarinam, those who are completely caught by the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. Purana Guyam, he manifests this most confidential secret of Puranas, the Srimad Bhagavat Purana. Tambyasa Sunam Upachami Guru Maninam. I give my pranam again and again to the feet of my Guru, who's Guru Maninam, the Guru of all Gurus, Tambyasa Sunam, and the son of Vyasadev. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Cheva Narottamam Vyas Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Janim Mudirayat. First he gives pranam to his own spiritual master, then he gives pranam to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Cheva Narottamam. He gave pranam, Sutta Goswami speaking, I give pranam to the feet of Nara, Narayan Rishi, Krishna Arjuna, Devim Saraswatim Vyasam, the original Saraswati, the goddess of learning, Srimati Radhika, Tato Jayam, and Vyas, to Vyasadev, Tato Jayam Udirayat. I give my pranam to the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquesting birth and death, conquering birth and death. He gave his pranam to the audience, O sadhus, your questions are completely relevant to the welfare of all. Your questions give auspiciousness to those who speak, to those who hear, and to those who inquire. Three types of persons are benefited by Harikatha: those who ask the question, those who speak the question, and the others who only hear. And his answer to the third question, what is the supreme religion? Savaipum sam paro dharma yatira bhakti adokshade ahoitaki apatiyar yamat samprasus. Yatma samprast, yatma suprastitididhi. The supreme dharma for all humanity, paro dharma. In this world there's many types of anitya dharma, temporary occupation. I'm a musician, I'm a doctor, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a Brahmin, I'm a sudra, I'm a garbage collector, I'm a fish, I'm a dog, I'm a demigod, I'm an atheist. All our temporary occupations. Therefore, Savai Pumsam Parodharma. Pumsam does not just mean male. Pumsam means one who lives in a house. That means anyone who lives in a house and a material body, all living entities, their supreme dharma is Yatira Bhakti Adoksaja. Bhakti, or service towards Adoksaj, the Supreme Lord. Adoksaj means axle. Krishna who killed Sakatasura by breaking the axle of the cup. A doxage means, like the axle, the wheel moves, the car moves, but the axle never moves. It stays in one place. Krishna never moves. There's no transformation in him. His energies move according to his desire, but he never moves. That bhakti should be a hoitiki. There should be no business mentality. Apratyatma, uninterrupted. Yatma, supersedity. This type of devotion will completely satisfy the soul. Then, by hearing Harikata, Nasta Prayasu, Bhadrasu, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, Bhagavati, Bhagavat Uttam Shloki, Naishtiki, by hearing of this Srimad Bhagavatam, Nasta Prayasu, Bhadrasu, all one's obstacles will be completely destroyed. Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojitada, Janityasu, Vairagam, Janatayadahuitikim. It's not a fact that I need knowledge. I need good looks, I need wealth, I need renunciation. No. Lucky because we don't have any of them. All we need is bhakti. Bhakti is Maharani, the Supreme Queen. Behind the Queen flows everything. When the Queen walks, all the maidservants walk. Then when Bhakti Devi, Maharani, when she enters the hearts, all the demigods, the qualities of the demigods, all good qualities follow behind her. Deva Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya. That person who has no Bhagavad Bhakti, they may have all the other good qualities of the demigods, but those good qualities are about as useful as ornaments on a dead body. Therefore, Dharma Swanusatapum Sam Biswaksenukatasyat Narupate Yatiratim Shamasi Eva Kevalam. All your activities, even the performance of Vanashram, Brahmachari, Sannyas, Grihastha, temple president, etc., etc. If your activities are not promoting your attraction to the hearing, then Shramasi Eva Kevalam. Hard work for nothing. Hiyadinam Eva Rakshata. Like keeping a cow that gives milk. Hard work for nothing. The same way, or your following of your various responsibilities, if it's not increasing your attraction to hearing, Shramasi Eva Kevalam. Hard work for nothing. Therefore, sadhus, Suta Goswami said, your inquiries are completely perfect because your inquiries are not relating to this world. Therefore, in the same way, just like our katha should always be directed towards Hari Guru Vaishnav, in the same way, whatever activities we perform in this world must be for ultimate shreyas, our ultimate benefit, not for prayas, short-time mundane enjoyment. Vedanti tat tatva vedas tatva myaj gyanam advayam brahmatmi paramatmi bhagavan iti shabdate. Guru Maharaj sometimes said this verse, the rest of the Bhagavatam is an explanation of that one verse. The absolute truth is realized in three different ways as Brahman by the yogis, as Brahman by the gyanis, as Paramatma by the yogis, and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the devotees. One kirtan.